On today's episode, I'm talking about vulnerability, but my own personal one, the way I'm handling it, tackling it, and getting through it. This is how legends are made. Hi guys, I hope you're well, I hope you're doing great wherever you are. Today, I am going to talk about vulnerability, but my own personal one, and it's just sharing something really that I thought of while I was running this morning. And it was that tonight I've got to, I am going, because I wanted to go, to the weekly climbing meet down in Oxford. And I was reflecting how nervous I am about going. I went on Monday for a bit of a refresher, just to remind myself some of the knots, and just feel a bit more confident, and check out the place, all those things. But tonight is going to be the social, and I'm just curious, or interested if you like, in how I'm feeling about it. I don't know if it's just me, but it's the feeling of like the first day at a new school. You don't know where to put your stuff, you don't know exactly where to go, and where are the toilets. And that's what I'm kind of feeling a bit about tonight. Now, the reason I mention this is that there's a part of me, maybe the younger Ben, who wouldn't maybe go through with this, who may actually, you know, come up with a reason, change their mind and do something else and bail, basically. And whilst I may be exaggerating on that part slightly, still, I don't want to be that anymore. I want to be going towards the things which kind of concern me, worry me, put a little bit of anxiety in me, where it would be easy to kind of bail out and not go. But the challenge is going, and yeah, going there and learning and maybe making a mistake or two, as long as it's not someone falling, obviously. But that there is nothing, that it's all about just experiencing it. And that's why I'm going. A few months ago, I made a vow to myself about really facing these sides of myself, which were traditionally, when it was they're coming from fear or anxiety, allowing them to make decisions for me. And I really want to continue to step away from that. I mean, within reason, but for small things like this, I want to kind of like step through that kind of comfort zone and get on the other side of it. I want to climb. I want to be doing this on a regular basis, and going to a kind of a meetup is kind of that kind of semi-commitment, which I've used successfully with yoga, I want to use with this. But aside from that, it's just to say that how nervous I am about going, and it's just odd that that process you go through. The way I'm tackling it is to put the things that are important to me first, which is I want to climb, I want to learn, I want to get better, I want to improve in every aspect, and the only way to do that is go with a group. I did this with running a number of years ago, joined a group because that's where you're going to learn. But this is different. I feel so inexperienced that I'm now able to maybe make mistakes or get criticized. And that's okay. It's nervous, but it's okay. But that for me is what the heart of being vulnerable is about. It's about going to an environment that you have no control of the outcome. You don't know how it's going to go. And that's what I'm doing. And there's kind of scary as it can be, it's something I want to do, not just because I love climbing, because I made a vow to not be the person that I was, to be different, to break through those fears which would hold back or make decisions for me, which I don't want anymore, and was very much part of all the counselling I've gone through. So this is another stepping stone into that journey, and I'll let you know how it goes. And in a way, this video kind of also commits me to go. So we'll see how it turns out for me. Anyway, that was my little rendition or little thoughts on kind of vulnerability in relation to how I'm feeling about it and climbing as well. This is, by the way, a belay device which we use to help people not fall off rocks and control the descent. So that's why I was holding it. So other than that, I'm going to leave you to your day. I hope you're doing fantastic wherever you are, and I'll catch you on the next episode. This is how legends are made.